I would like to improve my pictures, you know. I did a great deal of retouching. And that was one of the things that made the pictures much better than most places. They had cross eyes, straight in the eyes, and gold teeth, so I go whiten the teeth. Goosenecks, and cut off these.
Yeah, the ballpoint might be.
He photographed the famous Marcus Garvey. Father Divine. Bill Bojangles Robinson. Yet he was hardly known outside Harlem. And then when he was 82, the Metropolitan Museum discovered the treasure trove of his work. As the value of his photographs became apparent, there were some people who tried to take advantage of James Van Der Zee until Donna Mussenden entered his life.
He had seen people leave with photographs in hand, vintage photographs without one single piece of paper that said that they had borrowed them. And at that time, he was not aware of the importance of his work.
James Van Der Zee met Donna Mussenden about the time his wife of 60 years died. They married, and she encouraged him to keep making pictures. This is James Van Der Zee at 95, photographing UB Blake at 98. Both of them are gone now. James Van Der Zee said he had many favorites among his photographs. When we asked him to pick one, he chose a picture of a man much like himself.
Under a spreading chestnut tree, the village smithy stands. The smith, the mighty man, as he with large and sinewy hands, the muscles of his brawny arms as strong as iron bands. His hair is crisp, black, and long, and his face is slightly tanned. And he looked the whole world in the face, because he owed not any man.